Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Now, Father, we bless you for your loving, living word, for the word that brings life and revelation. We thank you that your word is spirit, it is life, and that you anoint your word and set a seal on the proclamation of truth. I thank you now for touching every life, Spirit of God, and reaching every heart. And today, your word will set captives free and bring love and peace and joy into every life. I thank you that your word makes us whole. Hallelujah. You sent your word and healed our disease. Your word makes us whole. And we bless you now, Father. Thank you for your anointing. As we open our ears to hear what the Spirit would say, and everybody said, amen, hallelujah. I want to speak to you this morning about God's secure love, hallelujah. And I want to read two portions of Scripture, Psalm 139, verse 17, and Ephesians 3:18. Psalm 139, verse 17, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Ephesians 3:18 says that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. I want to say to you this morning, God loves you. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:14 speaks of the fact that we are called according to the pleasure of His goodwill. Hallelujah. It pleasures God to have you. It speaks about us being called by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, that we may be pure, undefiled, holy, blameless in His sight, in love. The place that God has prepared for the believer is a place of His glory. Hallelujah. And God loves you. It is so important that we see ourselves the way God sees us. Don't allow the devil to tell you who you are. Amen. The enemy wants you to see yourself wrongly. And of course, he wants to corrupt your view. It's like a warped mirror. Have you ever been to those shows where you walk in and it's a warped mirror show? And you walk in there, and as you walk in, you fit. And the moment you walk in, boom, out jumps your stomach. Amen. And then you walk a bit further and now become a shorty. And then as you step on this side, you become long. Amen. It warped. So the mirrors give you a distorted view of yourself. And of course, we laugh at it, but I'll tell you what, we live in a world where the enemy uses every means possible to distort your view of yourself, because the accuser's voice is there to mar your image. His voice is there to destroy your confidence. He's constantly at work to undermine or belittle your uniqueness. To tell you that you're not special. To tell you that, you know, there's nothing special about you. That you don't have a special place in God. To discourage us. And to make us turn away from God. And so it's so important that we today realize that God loves us. The Bible says, I'm accepted in the Beloved. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am the Beloved of God. Love matters to God because God is love. Hallelujah. Christianity's walk is made possible because of love. It starts in love. It's sustained in love. Hallelujah. It's birthed in love. Everything about God is love. God's great heart towards you this morning is love. Hallelujah. Even now. You know, if you look at the Bible, The Bible can only be understood from a love perspective, because a love God wrote it. Hallelujah. Love is the perspective from which God sees you. He sees you through love eyes. Hallelujah. It's the perspective that He speaks from. It's the purpose for His voice towards you. He does nothing outside of love. Hallelujah. It's the reason that He created all things, because of love. Have you ever considered about the beautiful world that God created? Why so beautiful? Because of love. Amen. I can't tell my wife, I want to give you the most beautiful house I can give you. Why? Because of love. Amen. And so, the Bible's very clear that everything God does comes from love. If you think about that song, remember when you were in children's church, we used to sing it. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, He created beauty. And He placed us in beauty. Hallelujah. Because He's a beautiful God. He's a loving God. Hallelujah. He created it because of His great love. And when you think about, why did God enter your life? Because He loves you. Amen. Jesus is the revelation of the unfailing love of God, of the consistent love of God. I want to say the persistent love of God, a love that will pursue you. David said, "Where will I flee from your presence?" He will pursue you. He will run after you. Hallelujah. It's Jesus that reveals that compassion of God. And that love of God, we are birthed of that love. That love is what created us. And that love is in us and works through us. That's why Christians are constantly compassionate, loving. Just yesterday, a lady phoned me and said, "Pastor Johnny, we see a lady sitting over there selling mealies and her little boy is running around. He's got nothing. Our hearts are moved with compassion for this child. We want to do something for him." You know, and so asked for a few suggestions. And why? Because of love. You know, I remember that song Pastor Fred taught me. I didn't learn in children's church. I learned it while I was in the ministry already. He taught me a children's song. It's love that makes the world go round. Amen. Remember that song? It's love that makes the world go round. Hallelujah. God really loves you. It's not lip service. He loves you from the depth of His heart. God placed Adam and Eve in His beautiful garden. Hallelujah. He's treasured humans lovingly placed in His paradise created for them. Hallelujah. And then when Adam and Eve sinned, you know what God did? Still, He came to them in love. Because He is love. He cannot depart from His love. Hallelujah. The Bible says when they sinned, He came to them. He loved them and He cursed the serpent. The Bible says in Genesis 3:13, "And the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this that you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me and I ate.' So the Lord God said to the serpent," you know what? When the scripture says the Lord God, it's an endearing term. It says, "So the dear Lord." This is how He responded. "So the dear Father said," because "you have done this, cursed are you more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go and you shall eat dust all the days of your life." The dear, wonderful Father shielded her and cursed the serpent, the dear Father. So when he found that you had done wrong, what? the dear Lord God came to you. Hallelujah. And he treated you well. He loved Adam and Eve, but he cursed the serpent. Hallelujah. In their sin, he still preserved them in his love. He kept them for himself. God actually was saying, Satan, I'm going to put a barrier between you and humanity. I will love them, you will hate them. God preserved them for his love. The Bible says in verse 15 of Genesis 3, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. God said, listen, I'm going to continue to love you. The devil will continue to hate you. I'm setting an enmity there. You see, the devil hates you. Satan hates you. He hates everything about you. He hates you with a vile hatred, with a wickedness that knows no end. He's against us. He hates everything you stand for. I heard somebody say, Satan hates your very guts. He hates you. He hates your life. He hates your image of God. He hates it when you do well. He hates your existence. He can't stand it. Why? Because you are created in the image of God. He hates the fact that God loves you. He wants to put a barrier there. He hates the relationship you have with the Father. He wants to stop it. When he says he loves you, he speaks from a bitter despising he has for everything that is godly and beautiful. He's a liar. It torments him when you're doing well. That's why Christians should do well. Said you can torment the devil. So why are you so blessed? Why are you driving such a nice car? I'm busy tormenting the devil. Hallelujah. Why you got that nice suit? Hey. Is to torment the devil. Hallelujah. He's not happy when you're doing well. It vexes him. May you all vex him. Hallelujah. God loves you. God loves you with a perfect love, with a giving love, with a complete sharing love. When God looks at you, he looks at you with love eyes. Hallelujah. He shielded them in love. Watch what happened. He shielded them in love and he cursed the serpent. He cursed the ground. God said to Adam, cursed shall be the ground for your sake. He cursed the ground because of his great love for them. He came and he immediately sacrifices animals and clothes them, covers them in blood to protect them against his wrath in that very moment. God did everything to shield them from the curse, to shield them from his judgment, to keep them so that he can redeem them, to protect them and buy them time. Hallelujah. You say, what's happening? Why is it that the wicked sometimes live such long lives that God is buying them time? Amen. Because the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish. That's why we come into this season. Because he's not willing that any should perish. That's why we're carrying this voice of God out into the streets of the Bluff. Hallelujah. And into the South District and all over. We're carrying this message because God is not willing that any should perish. Hallelujah. Listen, God was willing to sacrifice all of creation just to save you. You might be living in the result of the curse, but God is covering you with mercy. God is covering you. He sent a redeemer for you. He chose to show you compassion. Hallelujah. Listen, God never put a curse on humanity. He did not curse them. He showed Adam and Eve the results of their sin, the results that sin will have on the soil, on the plants, on the animals, on all of creation. But he said to them, in the midst of that, I'm providing blood for your protection. While you're living in a cursed environment, wait. There's blood for you till I get the Savior to you, till I get the Redeemer. I'm watching over you. Hallelujah. Today, God still preserves humanity for His love. Hallelujah. He's not against them. He is for them. Don't you as a believer start telling unbelievers, God judge you. Don't you say that God is for them. Hello? Amen? I met a Christian who said, well, you know, he did a crooked business deal. I said, how can you do that to the guy? He said, he's unsaved, man. So he thinks God's on his side when he crooks an unsaved person. But God is for them. Aren't you glad He was for you while you were unsaved? Amen. Isn't it amazing how we test the grace of God till the day we get saved, and then your wife doesn't get saved within 2 hours after you getting saved, and you judge her. Amen. God is merciful. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. He came in their shame. God came to them. While they were hiding away in their shame, God sent a Redeemer to them. Hallelujah. What did He come to do? To seek and to save the lost. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy put disgust in your heart towards the unsaved. They don't know what they're doing. Amen. Let God put compassion in your heart, love in your heart. Hallelujah. We carry the voice of the Redeemer. We carry the voice of the Savior. We're carrying the voice of a loving God who is not willing that they perish. Hallelujah. When they do bad against you, what does Jesus say? Pray for them. Hallelujah. When they treat you badly, what does Jesus say? Intercede for them. They don't know what they're doing. I love them. I don't want to see them go to hell. Hallelujah. God came to the Garden of Eden. And when He came, He was seeking for them. He was calling for them. I heard a preacher say, when God came to the garden and He called out, Adam, where are you? It wasn't, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? He had lost the one that he loves. It was a cry from the heart of love. And right now, he's still walking the streets with a voice of compassion and love. Where are you? Calling out, hallelujah. He came seeking for them. And when he found them in their shame, when he found them in their nakedness, he immediately covered them. He made an opportunity for them. He preserved them. And he said, I'm preparing a Savior for you. Hallelujah. Don't worry. I'm making a plan for you. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful when somebody finds you and you're in desperate trouble and they said, don't worry. I'm making a plan for you. Hallelujah. I'm preparing salvation for you. I want to say to you today, never run from God. Don't run from God. Run to God. He is standing with a garment, blood-stained garment, standing ready to cover you when you come to Him. Amen. Run to God. He's your Redeemer. He will cover you. He paid the ransom. Have you ever thought about the ransom? How great the ransom is that He paid for you. Such a great price. It boggles the mind to think of the depth of the price that really when He gave up for you, He gave all creation up for you. He sacrificed all of it. His prize was you. He couldn't care about the land. He couldn't care about creation. He couldn't care. His prize was humanity. His prize was you. Sometimes we're in trouble and, you know, you meet people and, oh, no. You know, your wife comes home and says, oh, I smashed the car. And out runs the husband. Check the car out. And when he comes back home, she said, I'm also sore. That's dog box stuff. First, how are you, my darling? Don't care about the car. Are you okay? Amen. You do that, you win major points. Amen. I hear the credits go ding, 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 ding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when he found them, what did he do? He loved them. Amen. His prize was you. He sacrificed everything. He said, doesn't matter. The ground, the very earth that I've created, all of it, I'm sacrificing it. The animals, the beasts of the field, the wealth, the beauty, the treasures of creation, the masterpiece of nature. It means nothing. Even the sun by whom I created all these things, I'm giving up. For you. I bet you I can't fathom that kind of a passionate God. That depth that he had. The Bible says in John 1:3, all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made. God sacrificed his only son. Hallelujah. The very light of the world. John 1:9, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He gave his darling son, hallelujah, his beloved from his very bosom, his precious one, out of love for us. The just for the unjust. God's love for you compelled him to desperate actions. Desperate acts of sacrifice. What can I give to preserve this ones that I love? You're pretty desperate when you give up everything. Absolutely everything. Why? So he can restore you to himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Why? So he can again have you. So he can again restore with you. God is the happiest when you're restored. That's why the Bible says that you rack up blessings for yourself when you bring the backslider back. God is happy when you're restored. Hallelujah. God is for you, hallelujah, so he can restore you. Think about how God created you. And this is a scripture I want you to go meditate on this week. Ephesians 1, verse 4. How special you are to God. What a place he created for you and I. The Bible speaks of the place that he created, the secret place. The shelter, hallelujah. And these loving arms. Now, Ephesians 1:4. Are you there? Just as he chose us, he chose me. He chose me. I didn't have great eloquence. He could have chosen somebody else, somebody more eloquent, somebody more powerful, somebody more influential, somebody greater. But he chose me. And he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. For what kind of a life? So we should be holy. Hallelujah. And without blame before him, in love. Think of the place he prepared. That we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, in fellowship, in communion, hallelujah, with total acceptance, having predestined us to adoption as sons. The enemy constantly wants to make you think you're a slave, you're an outsider, but you're a son. He's adopted you by Jesus Christ. To what? To heaven? To eternal life? No. To himself. Think about eternal life. You know, we constantly think eternal life is heaven. Eternal life is years and years. It's a wonderful place. No. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that you may know him. Be personally and intimately acquainted with him. It's with him, in him, by him, and through him. Hallelujah. That's a relationship. When God, have you ever noticed that? The church that did the best in the book of Revelation, you know, he wrote letters to the seven churches. And the church that he had no criticism against, they did everything well. Tick, 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 everything well, nothing. He said, but I've got this against you, that you've left your first love, your young love, that pure love. Hallelujah. You've left that. And he says, repent quickly, lest I come take your candlestick away from you. It's the only time he threatened taking a candlestick away from a church, because they left their first love. That's why sometimes people can be failing big time, but their first love is still God. Amen. And no matter how they fell, God is still for them. Amen. I remember one day a neighbor came to accuse Justin because he had made a homemade bomb in the backyard. He blew a hole, a crater, in the backyard, Brother Danny. It was a meter wide and a half a meter deep. I won't tell you what he used. But I tell you what, the whole house shook. We were sitting in the lounge, we were, what? And of course, you know, up, yeah, comes running the neighbor, because he's been throwing crackers and then he made the bomb. No, we are. It's not good enough, you know. Bigger, 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 better. I should never have done that one. Amen. And he blew this huge crater. Anyway, up comes the neighbor, comes running from the top, ringing the bell by the gate. And of course, we come out. And we know why she's there. Because my dogs are in trouble now. My dogs are so nervous and all that. So he said, Justin, come. Because now he needs to see what his experiments do to other people. Amen. So come say sorry. So he comes and he's standing there and we're standing there. And she said, oh, my dog's this and this. And blah, blah, blah. And Justin said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I said, okay. But then she carries on. And you are a, and when she said that, I saw the lioness of the tribe of Judah. Arise to the full measure of stature of motherhood. And stood forward and said, you! That's my boy. He's apologized. Now you say thank you and walk away before it gets dangerous by this gate. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never did it again, says mommy. Amen. He received a good hiding. We believe in hidings in this church. Amen. I believe in hidings. Had not been for hidings, I don't know where I'd be. Amen. So I know that people say don't give hidings, but oh, that's my counsel. I'll teach you how to give a hiding. I'm great at hidings. I'm wonderful at hidings. I'm good at it. Amen. I've had families come to me having serious trouble, and I give them godly advice, holy words of wisdom, how to give a hiding. And they deliver their children. Amen. And they have peace in their households. Hallelujah. Hidings are not abuse. God's not abusing when he corrects you. He's loving you when he corrects you. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, we won't go further down that avenue. Hallelujah. According to the good pleasure, it's the good pleasure of his will to love you. The place that he's given you. Amen. And made you accepted in the beloved. So then the Bible says, and how will he who did not withhold his own son, not with him, freely give us all things that pertains to life and godliness? And you're here today, and I want to tell you, I can sense the love of God being poured out over this place. And God is saying, you with him, with my son, I freely give you all things. There's nothing. He who did not withhold his own son. Hallelujah. And think about that. How can he withhold anything if he wouldn't withhold that? And this week I was, I had such an amazing experience. I think it was on Thursday. We were at Pavilion, and I've just been, was it Friday? We were at Pavilion, and I was walking along, and suddenly the presence and the cloak of glory came on me. And I realized that God wants to do something awesome today. Hallelujah. And it moved me to tears, absolutely moved me to tears. And from that moment, I've been saying, Lord, so which miracle? What is it? Who are you going to touch? Where do you want me to move? And I've been praying the whole weekend. I said, Lord, how? Late last night, I sensed that mantle. I sensed the glory. I sensed his miracle power. Him who did not withhold his own son, that wants to freely give all things. And this morning, I woke up. I said, now, Lord, I'm getting desperate now. And then he brought to remembrance. The Bible says, and he healed them all. Hallelujah. That's why he wouldn't show me something specific. Can you sense that mantle here today? He did not withhold his own son. Come on, lift your hand wherever you are. I thank you, Spirit of God. That's the anointing. That's the glory coming on you. That's the Spirit of God resting on you now. Ask in faith, nothing doubting, and you shall receive. Whatever your need is, in the mighty name of Jesus, Spirit of God, this mantle, this precious anointing, the glory of God. You promise you withhold nothing. Shall he who did not withhold his own son, not freely, give you all things. Now, Lord, your word says, and he healed them all. I sense the glory of God moving through this place. Hallelujah. That's the glory of God moving over this house. I release the mantle, the glory, the presence, the power of the Holy Ghost come on you right now like a blanket. Lord, when you that anointing comes on me, it's for your church. This mantle is on the house of God. And whatever your need, in the name of Jesus, your need be met. Be made every bit whole. I declare the favor of the year of the Lord. I declare the acceptable year of the Lord. That's it. That's the glory. That's it. Just receive. His love's being poured out in this place. His rich, awesome grace. That's it. Right now, every trouble, every care, every worry, leave you right now in the name of Jesus. from the front to the back. I release the glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Spirit of God. Right now, I see headaches being healed. I see bodies being made whole. I see the Spirit of God intervening, correcting paths, setting new avenues before many. Sebro Shekena, some of you here in a place between jobs or a shift that's busy happening, I sense the Holy Ghost moving on your life. The angels of God are being commanded right now into your week, into your future, to guide you in the way that you should go. His loving kindness set on you. That's the Spirit of God coming to you right now. That's the Spirit of God resting on you right now. For those who fear His name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in His wings. I come against every destroyer, against every spirit of wickedness. I stop you in your tracks. I cancel your assignments. I cast you off the saints of the living God in the name of Jesus. I set the love. I set the presence. I set the anointing of the Spirit of God. Shabra sekera doga bona bare kesi anton do bondera. Lempan sangon do bonde bera bana baya. Hallelujah. He healed them all. A corporate anointing throughout this place. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now thank you, Spirit of God, that you rest on every life. This anointing will not lift. This anointing, this blanket, this glory, the kabod, the weight of God, will not lift. Shabro seketero to kobone gesatai. Thank you, Lord, for an awareness of your presence and your glory. I declare in the name of Jesus, the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. The fields shall clap their hands for joy. The blessing, the favor, and the presence of the living God shall overtake you, and over you shall be an open heaven of divine favor, an open heaven of glory. I declare, Father, and I call your people back into Eden, the open portal, to guide you in all your ways. I thank you for your anointing. Shebra seketaro bontaya. All the glory of your presence, we your temple.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.